Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The stock market, God. I mean, again, we talk about how 600 points in the Dow isn't what it used to be when you're at 33,000, but it's still a lot, and the markets are due to open not sharply lower, but definitely lower at the open if the futures hold up. I mean, it looks like the Dow down, you know, anywhere from 150 to 200 at the open. So I thought it'd be important to talk about it a little bit. Doug Butler from Rockland Trust, grateful that he put his morning coffee down to join us. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for doing this on short notice. I mean, I don't know, on a day like yesterday, do you get an uptick in client calls?
We get a little bit of an uptick in client calls. We've had, you know, probably not as many as when sort of the tax plan came up, but certainly people getting, you know, people get scared about when they hear about inflation and when they see a few days of things falling in a row. You know, there's definitely an uptick in client calls.
Well, I mean, should people be nervous about the sell-off? I mean, in terms of like people consolidating gains, I mean, what are you telling them when they do call?
You know, what we're telling them around, you know, around consolidating gains, it's probably a little too early to say, just because you don't know where for the people in the highest tax bracket, taxes are probably going up.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of things on the table that may or may not take place. So we are counseling people to wait until that. And by the way, the other thing that you don't know about tax hikes, they can make them retroactive. So you take it now thinking that you're getting away with something, and then they say, oh, yeah, as of January 1st of this year, if you did this, you're on the hook. Now you have to pay taxes a year early.
Brian, if you go back, and, you know, this was, by the way, a worldwide phenomenon. Every place went down, from what I can tell yesterday.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the whole thing is, once again, yeah, if you remember 1987, which I do, you know, that was like a quarter of the value of the market in just one day, one fell swoop. So a lot of people are looking back to 1929 and the Great Depression and all that stuff. At this moment, what kind of effect are we looking here?
Yeah, I think that it is not a 1987 or a 1929 market. And the sell-off, again, 1987, you know, I'll date myself, I was in college, but it was off 20%, and everybody knew, you know, it was one of the only times in college anybody knew anything about the stock market.
Oh, exactly,
like, wow,
exactly.
Something happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went in Hartford as well. But the sell-off that's happening now, it really is, it's still pent up. Again, look at how it's a function of the reopening, and this is some of the starts and stops with the economy are going to come about with this reopening. Again, the S&P, even down as much as it's been over the past few days, is still up over 8% for the year, and we're only, we're a little more than a third of the way through. That would compound out to 24%, which would be a monstrous year. I don't think we're going to get a 24% year. But I also, you know, I wouldn't come on the table and say, like, hey, look, the market's going to be down 10% for the full year this year, which would mean it goes down another 20% from here.
Right.
Those things happen? But, yeah, but probably not.
Just quickly, we're talking with Doug Butler from Rockland Trust. So if you were going to point to some, I mean, it's hard to say, but some sort of, like, compartmentalized phrase, like, what is behind? Because some people have talked about, like, there's some sort of sentimental shift in the markets, and what's behind what's going on right now? Is it Colonial Pipeline? Is it inflation? You know, is it the what's going on in D.C.?
Middle East?
I mean, yeah, it could be a number of stuff.
Probably less the Middle East, but more so less the colonial pipeline, just that that has an exogenous sphere, like an outside of a sphere, and more around inflation and taxes and the government. And also, again, it's things are getting a lot better. Like I know I'm walking outside now without a mask a lot of the time. Things are improving. The Red Sox just opened up to, like, you know, one quarter capacity. As things get better, it's sort of, you know, it's post-euphoric come down.
Yeah.
All right, now we still have to look and, like, oh, we've spent all this money and what are we getting? You sort of hear that out of the president talking about, like, hey, you know, you get a job offer, you got to take it. Like,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so I think that you're going to have a lot of bumpiness over the next, you know, 4 or 5 months.
Right.
But I assume they will. I'm operating on the assumption they'll get something done on the infrastructure plan, and they'll get something done around taxes that is not exceptionally onerous, but some reversal of the tax cuts of 2017. But the impact of the added infrastructure stimulus may offset all of that cost from the tax hit, and, like, companies may end up making, you know, 2 years down the road, they end up being even more profitable than they are now. And we may look back upon this and see this is, like, not that this was a one-time price spike in inflation, but not an inflation, like, you know, we're not headed for hyperinflation.
Yeah,
this is a price level adjustment. Look,
it's not the Weimar
Republic.
Cars
went up a lot because they couldn't get it, because they couldn't get semiconductors, and that was 10% of the...
Yeah.
And travel was up, but airline prices are not going to grow 10% month over month for the next, you know, for the next 2 years.
No.
Prices went up because people are using it more. It's actually good news.
From Rockland Trust, Doug, I want you to explain something, though. And this went back to 1987. I've been there again. I'm living in the past.
Sure.
But, okay. But, you know, it's an historical note. So, anyway, you know, a quarter, then it goes right back up. They start pumping money into the economy. Greenspan did that. What a wonderful thing. But the point is, to the average person, what does this mean? If it does go down 10%, 15%, you know, yeah, your 401k, maybe you have a pension of some sort, God bless you. But what are the effects to those of us down here in little guy land?
Sure. I think, you know, one of the things is that if stock prices fall precipitously, things that are affected at the corporate outlook is it becomes, you know, it becomes harder to either raise money or it becomes more expensive to raise money.
Right.
And that then, you know, curtails projects. So maybe we could stop adding to the job role. So maybe, like, if you're out of work, it gets harder to find a job.
Yikes.
And these things tend to self-correct. So, like, now maybe the company's making a little less money and you need to, you know, you go for a raise. And there's less, you know, this
not there, yeah.
Out there. And your boss is like, sorry, I can't help you. It's not a great year for us.
Doug, sadly, we've got to take a break here. Hey, it's great meeting you. Thank you for being on.
Thanks a ton.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!